You're in tune with What It Is on WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by new panelist Erin Schultz. You can find out more about her publicity company, Dream Spider, at dreamspider.net. Also, coming back to the fold, Barbie Angel and barbieangel.com. Angel spelled with two L's. We'll give you a little bit more insight into where she's coming from. Today, we're talking about new means of music discovery and a couple of online resources, Tubify and Earbits.
I've been hearing a lot about this new site. There's been a little buzz. One of the bands I work with, like Galen Kapar, mentioned it to me, and then the Homegrown Music Network emailed me and was like, hey, did you hear about this new site? And this is all in the last week, and it's earbits.com. I guess it's only been around a few months. I might be wrong about that. But basically, you go in and you can look at the different genres. And like, I picked jam bands and it went through like a whole bunch of stuff. It was like Umphrey's McGee, and then it went to Leftover Salmon, and it went to a bunch of just really good music. And it wasn't all necessarily jam band. I like to call that festival music, but I think it's a better term. But it was really cool, and you can go to, you can skip if something comes across that you're not too into, or you can go back and hear it again. So it's actually a neat little station. And if you're a band, you can just go and start yourself an account and upload a couple songs and pick where you want people to be able to find you. And so that's really good too, because then people can go on there and just discover bands. It's not something that's so, didn't seem like there's so much red tape in it that you can't just put something on there, which is really nice. They don't seem to make it too difficult.
And that's earbits.com.
Oh, and it's a cute little site too. I just pulled it up on my laptop. You just pick your station, shuffle, hip hop, shuffle. Is that just music to shuffle your feet by? But yeah, that's pretty neat. But I think one of the cool things about the Tubify, and I haven't really checked into the Earbits here, is that the Tubify uses the YouTube, and people like me who have YouTube accounts, you know, we can, well, I'm not going to come up when, you know, if somebody puts in acoustic rock or anything like that, but, you know, if I were a band.
But I bet you could search yourself in Tubify and find whatever YouTubes are there for Barbie Angel.
Oh, well, see, now that would be fantastic.
Now, you go to Tubify.com. It's spelled just like it sounds. It's powered by, of course, YouTube and Last.fm, and it kind of takes its name from Spotify, which really isn't available in the U.S. now, but maybe someday it will be. It's a big thing in Europe, but Tubify is YouTube videos, but it's more like a catalog in a library kind of format. You can watch the video in one corner of your screen while you can still search through all of the artists' other videos and music or other categories and genres and things. So it's not like YouTube where if you're watching one thing and you want to search for something else, you take off that video of what you've been watching. So it's a little bit more user-friendly that way. And of course, every song doesn't have a video. You might just be looking at an album cover. But it's pretty cool. Now, of course, the sound quality is not very good at all.
Depending on the show.
Yeah, depending, which is still not going to be nearly as good as what you can hear on a CD or through your stereo off the radio or whatnot. I don't know what the sound quality on Earbits is, but
it was pretty good. I mean, I was just listening to it through my laptop, and then I had like a speaker. Well, there's supposed to be two, but only one of them works. But it sounded pretty good.
Now, here's the question, though. Is there anything in it for the artist other than exposure? I mean, is there any sort of set up where they might get paid
on the Earbits?
Yeah,
it actually had links for the site with Facebook and Twitter and Google and all of that, so I'm assuming that the stations, let's just go to one.
It's going to be a case of you can source out these bands on where to buy their music, but basically the vast majority of people are just going to be listening to it.
But yeah, it says this is who they are, read more about them, and that's pretty fantastic.
Has a little
because
bio.
It links to their bio, it links to their albums. There's a link to Amazon to buy the album. So that's pretty much, it's an all-in-one place, sort of one-stop shopping online. And, you know, let's face it, that's how most people are buying their music these days, is downloads, and which is pretty neat.
We're talking about a couple of new means of music discovery today on What It Is, Earbits and Tubify. What are your thoughts? Email us whatitis@wncw.org. We'll highlight your comments on the Friday edition of the show. For Public Radio, I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Barbie Angel and Erin Schultz. Until next time.